T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 10:33 here on a Thursday morning. Stories out of NPR. February 2020 marks the 100th anniversary of the Negro League, celebrated here at the Negro League's Museum this year, which once provided African Americans the chance to play professional baseball before the game was integrated. Now, African-American participation in baseball is lagging. The Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports says the number of black major leaguers is only 8.4%. And they say the decline in baseball participation begins when kids are playing. And so there are efforts to change that now.
Yeah. And that's as opposed to what is it, somewhere between 13% and 15% in the general population, right, is African American. So, yeah, I mean, when you're talking about numbers like that, the Major League Baseball thinks that that is an issue for them, that they're having a problem recruiting young black players who will continue with the game. And digging a little bit deeper into this, they're finding out that the numbers are less skewed the younger you get. So if you look at the average little league, you're going to find about 13% of the players are going to be African American. But once you get into high school, it's less than that. You get into college, it's even less. And or, you know, into the minor league system, it continues to go down as they get older. And once you get to the majors, all of a sudden you have this disparity. And they're not entirely sure why. They're doing what they can to start outreach in African-American communities so that they can get kids who are 8 years old that they think are going to stick with it through conceivably, you know, becoming a minor or a major league baseball player.
So one of the points they make is that children are more likely to identify with the sport when they see people who look like them playing it. And so that's one reason why they're trying to get children from youth academies to maybe get more exposure to the major leagues, so that that way they see people like them playing and then they'll want to play themselves.
And it's a problem that snowballs, because as you get that declination happening at the major league level, then fewer people are going to identify with the people that they see up there on the screen, because there's not going to be as many of them out there. So it's a tough thing for them to try to turn around. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Already the text line chimed in on this and said it's because it's so expensive.
Okay, talk to me more about that, because that's something I don't have exposure to in terms of the cost.
Well, I don't either. You know, you get to the minor or the little league level, it's not. I mean, participation in Little League Baseball, that's why there's so many of them out there. It's the same reason why soccer worldwide is so incredibly popular, because all you need is a ball.
Right.
You know, you can figure out a net. You can figure out bases somewhere. It's just a matter of getting people interested in it. But boy, you compare it to football and hockey, and there's no comparison at all in terms of the cost. Football is incredibly expensive. Hockey is almost out of reach for everybody.
So you mentioned money. Scholarships is another reason, they say. A typical college can only offer about a dozen baseball scholarships split among 27 players. Compare that to 85 football scholarships for a Division I school. The expert said 9 times out of 10, players are going to choose a scholarship that gives them more money or that can cover more expenses in school, when in baseball, they may only be able to cover just room and board or just their tuition. So they are more likely to go into sports in high school that get them better scholarships in college.
Yeah, but in college, I mean, baseball doesn't draw as much from the colleges. Major League Baseball doesn't draw as much from the colleges as they do from the minor league system. The NFL draws almost exclusively from the universities. So that makes sense if what you're after is just a baseball scholarship. But yeah, if you're talking about what the problem is at the major league level, then you're going to have to look at the minor league system and figure out why are kids going in another direction. And maybe college is drawing them away. And maybe it is football, basketball, you know, the two sports that tend to draw from the college ranks more than they do anything else.
All right. So if you want to weigh in on this, 5767798 or 22980.
And we'll go to Dan in Smithville. Hello, Dan.
No, it's Dave, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
That's right. Yeah, that's a cost for sure. I mean, you think about, I mean, most of my, I have two buddies that coach a pretty successful youth team up here in the Northland, and they're traveling constantly during the season, and all of that costs money. It costs money and lots of parental involvement as well. And I believe statistics have shown, too, that one of the challenges, especially in urban areas, in schools, is parental involvement. So if you have that challenge at the public school level, you're certainly going to have the same challenges when it comes to youth sports.
Why is it then that football doesn't see the same challenge?
It does see the same challenge. The biggest problem, or the reason why football doesn't have as much, is because most high schools, even in the urban areas, have fully funded football programs to where they don't necessarily have fully funded baseball programs as well.
Oh, really? Okay, that I was not aware of.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of high schools in the Kansas City metro area, specifically in the core, that don't even field a baseball team. Then that could be lack of interest. That it all goes together. But some even argue it's because, you don't even see, even in the suburbs, you don't even see sandlot games with kids anymore.
Yeah.
Because all of them are, they start from the age of 5 years old, playing in these, rec leagues and clubs. And so they're playing from five all the way up to, you know, to high school. If those clubs don't exist in the urban areas, there's no seeds planted. So it all kind of makes sense to me. And the way, to me, I mean, I know the Royals have put forth an effort to build new fields and the baseball academy down there at 18th and Vine. They're certainly trying to alleviate the problem. But to me, I think the core issue is going to be the same issue that that urban schools deal with, which is parental involvement. It does require lots and lots of it. And if you don't have a very good parental involvement from the education part, you're certainly not going to have it from the athletics part either.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Dave, thank you. Yeah, that parental involvement thing, I think, means a lot, because you go to the average football game on a Friday night, it's going to be packed at the high school level.
Right.
Go to a high school baseball game, not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Off to Todd and KCK next. Hello, Todd.
How's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Enjoy the show. Hey, I've got a kid. He's 14. He's a single sport player. I try to get him to play more than one sport, but he's just baseball only. He just eats, sleeps, and drinks it. But this baseball, what it entails now is so much time and so much money that it's almost hard to, unless someone's in this, you just can't believe the amount of money and time that goes into this this youth baseball. I mean, it's middle of winter and we got two practices a week. We're driving from KCK to Lee Summit.
Wow.
We're talking multiple. We got two trips. We held our coach just to two out of town trips. Last year we played Best in Florida World Series and an Arkansas Series. This year is Tulsa, Oklahoma, and San Diego. Now, you know as well as I do what the travel costs, getting baseball equipment all the way out to San Diego, two parents, hotel for the week, opening ceremonies at the San Diego professional, the baseball, the Padre Stadium. There's a lot of money involved in this, and the amount of time. We have one kid on this team that drives from Iowa twice a week for their kid to play on this team.
That's amazing. But, you know, again, I'm trying to reconcile in my head, how is it that much different from what hockey and football deal with? And basketball,
I know
for that matter.
I know. I don't know what the tournaments cost. I know these tournaments are... They're looking at for the season. We're up with the $6,000 on our fees for this thing.
Yeah,
that doesn't count for a new baseball bat every year when the regulations change. That's $400 every time their hand grows. They get a new glove every time their feet grows. They have to buy new equipment. I know hockey's expensive, sticks and stuff.
Boy, is it ever!
Yeah. This has gotten to the point. These traveling, they're called. I mean, he's in a majors team. He was in AAA last year. He's on a major team this year. We're on one of the smaller traveling circuits. There's teams that that's all they do is book six tournaments. And some of these, the World Series one up in Canton is so unbelievably priced that it's, you have to have sponsorships to get into this thing.
So are there still any that are just, you know, Little League, like Little League was when we were in it?
Yes, but if your kid has any aspirations of being on the high school baseball team at all, you can't do just a weekly rec league and just go out there on Friday and have one practice a week. I mean, you can do that, but if your kid has, if he really wants to play on any high school team or has any aspirations like my son does to move on to the next level, whether it be AAA, he wouldn't care if he was playing for the T-Bones. He wants to play professional baseball.
Yeah, and get a check for it, sure.
And has a backup career on the side, you know, ready to go for that. But I'm just saying this money, it's just unbelievable. And the amount of time that you put into this thing, we're talking weeks and weeks. And I don't know how parents, you know, this is only our third year into this. He's 14. I don't know how these people do this. So good luck with everybody out there trying to get into this. And I hope everybody, like I said, I'm lucky to have some relatives that are allowing us to buy baseball bats. And, you know, there's a $300-$400 baseball bats a year. And I, you know, the amount of equipment that he has for training, it's just off the hook.
I hear you. All right. Well, Todd, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to picture some kid who is like the second coming. Some kid who is an amazing baseball player. Nobody plays like him, you know, can knock the skin off the ball and the whole deal. And he doesn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me there's got to be an avenue for that kid to end up somewhere where somebody's going to see him and scout him.
So what's the way to do that then? Are there programs or anything that can help cover some of those costs?
Yeah, because you'd figure, I mean, even if that kid walked onto a high school field, if he's 10 times better than everybody out there, it doesn't matter if he's in the tournament leagues. He's going to get noticed and the coach is going to put him out there on the field.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.